Hi friends, welcome to the Ministry Network podcast. This is Rob. The purpose of these podcasts is to talk to you a little bit about some of the things we do here at New Season Church that you might have heard me talk about in the past, but that you really don't know exactly what I'm talking about when I mention it. So we're going to be looking at a whole variety of issues in the coming weeks and months, and I thought one of the good ways to communicate with you all would be through a podcast, instead of trying to get you all together and calling a meeting and having you all come out on a weeknight to talk about different stuff. I thought we could communicate this way, kind of go into the 21st century and do church 21st century style. Today I want to talk to you a little bit about something we call servant evangelism. When you hear the word evangelism, you probably have some things come to your mind that might not be so pleasant. Most of the times when people who are followers of Christ hear the word evangelism, they think of knocking on doors, perhaps someone coming to knock on their door and asking them if they're saved, or someone handing them a tract on the street or something like that. You might think of Jehovah's Witnesses, or you might think of Mormons that come knocking on your door and try to give you the Book of Mormon. But I want to talk to you a little bit today about servant evangelism, which is definitely a new kind of evangelism that doesn't include knocking on doors, and it takes some of the stigma away from what I sometimes call the E word in church, that is evangelism. Well, what is exactly servant evangelism? I want to give you a definition that I'm actually reading off a website from epicadventures.org. This is what it says. Servant evangelism is sharing the love and message of Jesus Christ through simple acts of service and kindness. Servant evangelism is a biblical, fun, simple, and intentional way to make sharing Jesus a lifestyle. An individual or group begins doing intentional acts of kindness in their community with the aim of evangelism. Projects could include serving people by giving out free bottles of water on a hot day, passing out free granola bars to people on their way to work, or delivering gifts to local firemen or police. In addition to serving them, they are also given a card inviting them to the church. On each card is information about the church, including service times, phone number, location, and any other information the church would want to share. Servant evangelism is a wonderful expression of the Great Commandment and the Great Commission. It is great for people who are first learning how to share their faith, as well as the most seasoned Christian. The idea for servant evangelism really was born from a guy named Steve Shogren, who was the founding pastor of a church in Cincinnati called Cincinnati Vineyard Church. And he actually wrote a book, and I have it here in the church office. Would love to let you borrow it to read. It's called Conspiracy of Kindness, where he lays out this whole idea of servant evangelism. It's important to understand in servant evangelism that what we're really doing is sharing the light of Christ, the love of Christ, in simple, practical ways to people, that it's kind of a low threat, low threshold, high touch, high grace type of activity, such as I mentioned, giving out bottles of water. We've done that at the commuter lot off of Gordon Road before at the farmer's market. And it's just a really wonderful way to share the love of Christ in a practical way. And that's really the basis of servant evangelism. The main purpose is to share Christ's love. That always has to be first and foremost. As a kind of a secondary purpose of all that, it's to expose folks to our church. And so that's why we would often put a label on whatever it is that we're giving away. If it's a water bottle, we might put a label on it that says, you look too thirsty to pass up. This is our simple way of saying God loves you, no strings attached. If we can be of more assistance, let us know. And then we put New Season Church and maybe our phone number and our website, maybe our meeting times and those types of things. But it's always important to remember, important to have this priority in place, that our first kind of objective is to share the love of Christ. If people come to our church after that, then that's great. But first, we want to share the love of Christ. And it's okay if someone says that they already have a church. We always say, well, that's wonderful, that's great. This is just a sign of Christ's love to you. Now, there's a number of different benefits to servant evangelism. One is, that I had already mentioned, is that it's low risk but high touch. And what I mean by low risk is that if I were to ask any of you to come with me and go around to the different neighborhoods here in our mission field in Massaponics and to knock on doors, you might be a little bit leery of doing that. Most of us don't like to go and knock on doors and maybe disturb someone, especially when they've worked all week. And if we do it on a Saturday morning, you know, Saturday is their kind of day to do housework and to chores in the yard and to bring kids to soccer, and it's kind of an intrusion to have somebody knock on your door. And as I kind of mentioned earlier, the unfortunately the Jehovah Witnesses and the Mormons have kind of ruined that way of sharing faith. And in this day and age, with as busy as people are, and because of crime, some of you may remember the Lisk sisters here in Spotsylvania not too long ago, 5 years or so ago. People are just leery of opening their door. And if you live in one of these subdivisions, you often know that you get a lot of solicitations. And so I have found that it has not been effective in our mission field. And that's not to say that this is true in all mission fields, but here in the Massaponics area, to knock on doors. And so we've come up with this way of servant evangelism. Now, the great thing about servant evangelism is that it's easy to do. It's not asking someone when you first meet them, hey, are you saved? It's giving them something. Most of us like to give stuff away. I mean, that's what the great joy at Christmas and at birthdays is to give something to somebody and kind of watch their reaction. And that's kind of the joy that comes from servant evangelism, and it's real easy to do. Sometimes, like if we're giving a free water bottle away, we say, would you like this free water today? And people will often say, sure, I'll have a drink of water, especially if it's a hot day. It's really fun, too, to see people's reactions. Sometimes, if let's use that example of giving water away again, they'll look at you and they'll say, free? And you say, yeah, it's free, and it's from our church. Or, yeah, it's free, just like God's love. And or people will be really surprised, and it'll just kind of make their day. And that's kind of just the whole idea behind evangelism. And one of the great things, too, about servant evangelism is that it fosters conversations. Persons might say to you, oh, what church are you with? What church is doing this? And see, you wouldn't normally have those conversations with other people unless you had given them that gift during servant evangelism. Conversations that you'd never have with people outside of servant evangelism, you will have with people during servant evangelism events. And also gets our church out in the community. I like to have a saying here at New Season Church that we need to get the hell out of the church, both literally and figuratively. That means we need to get the devil out of the church, but we need to get outside the four walls of the church. And one of the things servant evangelism does for us is it gets us outside the four walls of the church. The big word we use for that in theology is called being incarnational. It's being Christ's hands and feet out in the community. The incarnation is the time when Christ, when God took on flesh and came to us in Christ, when Christ was born. That we call that the incarnation. God was being incarnational. So we want to be like God, be incarnational, be out in the world instead of huddled behind the four walls of the church. Now, here at New Season, we've had a variety of servant evangelism products, projects, and we'll continue to use servant evangelism as just one facet of our overall evangelism program here at New Season Church to share the love of Jesus Christ, to make an impact in our community. Besides doing water bottles, we're also gearing up this April of 2007, to do a stamp giveaway. We're going to be giving away free stamps to people on tax day as they come to the post office. They might be mailing their taxes, some of them, or just somebody might just be coming to mail a letter. We're going to give them two or three free stamps just as a practical way to show them God's love. In the past, we've done a car wash, an absolutely free car wash, where we've said to people, hey, come and get your car washed for free. We're doing this in the name of Jesus Christ. We also have given away free 9-volt batteries during the time change to people. We've stuck them in their mailboxes, or in their paper boxes, I should say. And so, servant evangelism is really just doing those practical things to share Christ's love. If you haven't had the opportunity to be involved in a servant evangelism project, I really want to encourage you to do so. Get involved in at least one of them. We usually do them on on Saturdays, but sometimes during the week too, and usually it only takes about an hour of your time, but I want to suggest to you that it can make an eternal difference. It can make an eternal difference in somebody's life who just needs to pick me up, somebody that might have been searching for God. And for them, your free bottle of water, your 9-volt battery that you give to them, the free car wash that you offer to them, that might just be the sign that they were looking for, the touch from God that they needed that day. So that concludes this Ministry Network podcast. I thank you for listening. And as I said, I hope to do a few more of these to cover different stuff and to just kind of keep you abreast of what's happening here at New Season Church. Want to pray God's blessing upon you, and y'all take care.